This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Alabama says last night's first ever execution with nitrogen gas went as planned. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Officials say Kenneth Eugene Smith was pronounced dead at 8:25 p.m. Thursday at an Alabama prison using nitrogen gas, marking the first time a new execution method has been used since lethal injection was introduced in 1982. The execution took about 22 minutes. Smith appeared to remain conscious for several minutes. For at least 2 minutes, he appeared to shake and writhe on the gurney, sometimes pulling at the restraints. That was followed by several minutes of heavy breathing until breathing was no longer perceptible. Smith was one of 2 men convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a pastor's wife. Prosecutors say the 2 men were each paid $1,000 to kill the wife on behalf of her husband, who was deeply in debt and wanted to collect on insurance.
3 people were shot dead last night at an apartment complex in Arlington, Texas. No word yet on why that happened or whether anyone's in custody. Closing arguments today in Donald Trump's defamation trial in New York. The former president took the stand very briefly yesterday. The AP's Jake Offenhartz is in New York.
He spoke for about 3 minutes, emphatically denying allegations that he sexually abused and defamed the magazine writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump says his comments were, quote, meant to defend myself, my family, and frankly, the presidency. But a judge ordered those comments stricken from the record immediately, because he placed strict limits on what Trump could say in front of the jury.
The National Weather Service is warning of heavy rain and maybe flooding in the southeast through Saturday. Heavy snow is possible today in northern New York and New England. In Britain, King Charles III has been admitted to a London hospital for a scheduled prostate operation, that from Buckingham Palace this morning. This is AP News. Now to the border and Congress.
A bipartisan Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse. Work has been going on for months. The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe and haunt us for years.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.